I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is a beautiful day to get up and praise the Lord. As your feet, as you turn your feet out of your bed, as your feet touch the floor, why don't you just lift your hands and give God praise and glory for this beautiful morning He allowed us to see. It was nothing but the new mercies and the grace of God that we're still in the land of the living. God has been so good. He's been so great. He's been so kind, and He deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. So come on and put your hands together and give God praise. For if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. The Lord been with us. He's our very present help in the time of trouble. I'm too excited. I just thank God for awakening me up, touching me. Hallelujah. I hear you. Touching me with His finger of love on this morning, breathing into my nostrils and my lungs the breath of life, because I know that it was no mercies of my own. It was no goodness on my own. It wasn't the grace of others that I'm still here, but because of the Lord God Almighty. I love Him. I love Him. I love Him. I'm getting too excited. I get emotional, and because God been so good to me. You haven't heard my story. God haven't given me permission to release it all as of yet, but I thank God for being faithful to me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He's been faithful to me, y'all. He's been, hallelujah. I know that you, and you can testify with me that God is faithful. He's been faithful. He's been faithful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's been faithful when people have turned their back. Maybe you've never been through that before. People that call themselves your friend, and then when you're going through some troubled waters, they join with the naysayers and your haters, and they join in to talk about you. But I thank God that I'm rooted and grounded in the love of God. I thank God I'm rooted and grounded in the truth of God, which is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless God this morning. I am your host. Welcome to Faith Talk. Yes, Lord. Welcome to Faith Talk. Faith Talk. We talk about faith and building the faith of others to encourage each and every one of you, to encourage the believers, to equip the believers, and to help them grow in their faith. How does faith grow? Through trials and tribulations. That's why we have to hide the word of God in our hearts. Yes, that we might not sin against them. That's what David said. But we hide that word because we never know when we're going to need that word. We put that word, we meditate upon that word. We say it out of our mouth. We decree and declare the word over our children, in our households, over the ministry, over our marriages, over our relationships, over our lives. And we expect. God had been dealing with me since 2021 about raise your expectations. I didn't even get on here to say that. My topic today is completely different, but I just had to say it for you to raise your expectations. The doctors may have given you a bad report. Trust me, been there, done that already. But whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? For those of you that have my book, yes, Lord, I got to talk about the book now. My latest book, Be Healed in the Name of Jesus Christ. The doctors, yes, the chapter 4 is about me, his story. It wasn't talking about his as a male or female, his as in God. His story, which is, if you put it together, those two words is history. I have a history with God, and God has a history with me. Hallelujah. When the doctors gave me a bad report, I'm going to give you my brief testimony. For those that have been going through in their bodies, I can't even remember. I'm trying to think of the year. It was in 2007. Being in the Navy, I had my annual physical. Actually, it was 2006. I had my annual physical that November and received a bad report. Received a bad report and didn't cry, didn't none of that. No, I don't have time for that. Don't have time for none of that. But they started asking me to do run tests. And I was at the Naval Hospital, went to Bethesda Hospital, went back to Portsmouth Naval Hospital, went to Sewell's Point in Norfolk, went back to Portsmouth Naval Hospital, kept going to the hospital. They took me off of my ship that I was on. And then that's when I knew something was really wrong. But that didn't disturb me. That didn't shake my faith because I know whom I believe in. I seen God for myself to perform miracles. I've seen him raise the dead. I've seen him bring back to life that which was dead as a stillborn baby. I've seen him perform miracles in the blood when the doctor said, gave you a time limit. They gave that person a time limit because they had a rare blood disease. But I'm a living testimony to testify. Those are my three children. That baby that was born with a rare blood disease that they gave only a matter of days to live, well, she'll be 28 in September. The baby that they say was stillborn, that didn't have oxygen in her blood, that the doctors gave up even after they flew her from Portsmouth Naval Hospital to Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C., because no other hospital in this region, it was only Washington State, which is Seattle Children's Hospital, and Washington, D.C. Children's Hospital, and a Children's Hospital in Sweden. They were the only three hospitals that were able, and they had the machinery, they had the equipment to do the various procedures that needed to be done for my baby girl, Aaliyah. But it wasn't the machines, it was God. That's testimony number two. They gave Aaliyah. They said she was going to be a dwarf. She's not. they said because of her bones, whatever. But anybody that know her, she'd been playing the drums since she was about 7 years old. One of the best female drummers I know for a fact in Virginia. She played all the instruments, whatever her hands touch. It was prophesied, whatever her hands touch, she can play. Trust me, this is the child. They said she wouldn't be able to play sports. Well, guess what? I was the soccer mom. I was the baseball mom. I was the softball mom. I was the, basketball mom. I was the cross country mom. That was just for one child. she's the point guard from Greenbrier Middle School, point guard at Indian River High School, point guard for Norfolk State University. Yes. Then my last child, which is my heart, but all three of them my heart, but my son, Aaron Michael, died after his four-week checkup. But the enemy thought he had me. But he just didn't. I guess he don't know that God is the life giver. God, I didn't give the devil permission to take my child's life. So guess what? He did it without authority. I learned that in these years. I've learned that only way the enemy can touch you, only way he can mess with you, only way he can even touch your body, he has to have authority. And God did not give him authority. And I certainly did not give him authority. He was dead. My son was dead for 32 minutes. Documented at Children's Hospital. Folks, don't believe it. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. I know for a fact I was there. Hallelujah. They pronounced him dead right there in the emergency room at Norfolk General Hospital. Dr. Christopher Foley was the emergency room physician. That was his first night. He had just graduated from medical school. So guess what? I had a newbie, as the military would say. I had a newbie on watch. But I just thank God. I thank God they were confused. You have to get the book because it will build your faith. And then after all of that in 2007, I get back on my story. 2007, they diagnosed me with kidney failure. But God, because I stood in faith. But God, I didn't cry. I didn't beg. I didn't snot. I didn't do none of that. I took God's word and reminded him of his word. When we bring back into remembrance of God's word, the Bible says over in Isaiah that we can remind God of his word, bring him in remembrance of his word. And I believe in my spiritual soul, in my spirit man, that it's not that we're reminding God of his word. It's the word of God reminding us who God is. I don't even know why I said all of that, but I had to say that. I had to say that. This is faith talk. This is faith talk. I'm here to build the faith, build your faith, to encourage you in the Lord, to give you a word from the Lord. It doesn't matter if you know my name or not. I need you to know who Jesus Christ is, that same Jesus. Hallelujah. God gave us the best of himself when he sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, to stand in the place of sinners, to stand right there in the gap for us, to become that sacrificial lamb. I thank God for Jesus. I said all of that to get to what I'm about to say, that God keeps his word. Over in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Hebrews 6, 13 through 15 says, "For when God made promise to Abraham, yes, Lord, because he could not swear by no greater." There was no one else greater than God. So he couldn't swear by nobody else but himself. He swore by himself, saying, "Surely, blessings I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you." And so after he, which is Abraham, had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. I'm here to let you know that God keeps his word. The enemy tries to distract us. He tries to discourage us. He tries to do everything opposite of that which God does in our life. He wants us to just denounce God as our Father, to denounce Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because he will never have a chance. I hear you, Holy Spirit. He will never have a chance to enter back into heaven. So he rather for us either to die prematurely, and then he got us out of the way that we cannot witness to anybody, or he antagonizes us, that he want us to backslide and denounce Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But the devil is a liar. Jesus said the devil, Satan, Lucifer, he is the father of lies. That's all. He don't know the truth. He don't know the truth. But one thing about God keeps his word. He's a covenant keeping God. He's the promise keeper. He keeps his word. What have God kept in your life? The word that was spoken over you. The word that was spoken over your children, the word that was spoken over your ministry, your finances, your household. Trust me, God is not like man. Mm-mm-mm. If he said it, whoo, glory, he go do it. It doesn't matter what it look like. It doesn't matter what it feel like. It doesn't matter what the bank account says. If God said it, I can just stand up on the word of God. If he said it, you got to make sure it was God that said it. Can you find it in the word of God? If God said it, he's big and bold enough to back up everything that he said, because the Bible says, not one word, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God would never return to him void, but it will accomplish that which he set it out to do, and it will prosper in that thing. What have God promised you? What if God promised you? What if God promised? I'm not going to get emotional. I'm not going to cry. But what have God? Come on and sit down and think about it. What have God promised you? That we're talking about not no little G God. I don't deal with little G's. I don't deal with the little bitty. We're dealing with the big G. Yeah. The master. Physician. Yes. The master physician, the one that protects us. He sends his angels to protect us day and night. His warring, battling, fighting angels to war, battle, and fight on our behalf in the seen and unseen world. That's the God I'm talking about, where the cherubims and seraphims, they're gathered around the altar. They're gathered around this throne, worshiping him 24/7. that the 24 elders bowed down, oh God, to worship him. That's the God I'm talking about. True enough, he sits way high, but yet he looks low and desires relationship and fellowship with his creation, which we are. He desires relationship and fellowship with his children. That's the God. What have God promised you? Because I got to go over to the book of Mark, because the Bible says over in Mark chapter 11, got to go to the word, to the word. This is what Jesus said. I got to tell you. This is what Jesus said in Mark chapter 11. I'm going to make sure I'm in a New Living Translation, but that's all right. Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. That right there is a mouthful. Those four words, have faith in God. So it doesn't matter what your situation look like. It doesn't matter what the bank account says. It doesn't matter how many times you get denied the loan for your church. It doesn't matter how many times you get denied for a mortgage or for a new construction. It doesn't matter. Because if God said it, trust me, he will raise up millionaires and billionaires to come and put the money in your hand. Not one tittle of his word will return back to heaven and say, we couldn't accomplish it. It don't work like that. Our word may fail, but God's word stands forever. The Bible says the grass withereth, the flower faded, but his word stands forever. Jesus then said in verse 23, I tell you the truth. If you can say to this mountain, be lifted and thrown into the sea, it will happen. This is the New Living Translation. You must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it's yours. That's the New Living Translation. I have to go to King James. Because this is how verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. What is the mountain in your life that need to be removed? Maybe you're not getting the loan because God wants you to pay for whatever the project is. He gave you the vision. Where there is a vision, there is provision. Maybe he wants you to pay for it with cash. Have you thought about that? Lord, I keep going to the bank. You told me to build a church. You told me I can do this. You told me I can add to the church. You told me to go rent this place. You told me to go get this place right here to have church services in this area. Did God tell you to rent it? Or did he tell you to buy it? When God do stuff, and when God is involved, we have to be, our hearing have to be so keen, because if we get God in our right ear and our brothers and sisters, you know, in the church, in our left ear, something is going to outweigh one another. We have to be so keen to the voice of God that we know without a shadow of a doubt, God, you see it, that by January of 2024, we will be in our new church. Now, God, I'm realistic. I'm a realist. Whatever God said in his word, I take it at the full cash value of it. And then I deposit it into my bank of faith and say, God, now you said it. God, you said we will be in our new church January of 2024. God, it is July. It is July 25th, 2023. Now, how is that going to happen? There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. The church building may already be built, and the people that's in there, the pastor giving up and saying we need to downsize to a smaller building. Let me give in faith to a different pastor, another pastor. You may be the pastor that man, that God put on that man's heart to bless with the building. It could be a business building. I've seen it happen. I've heard it happen. I've been getting testimonies all year long. Pastors asking me, can you pray for me for a building? Can you pray for me for a building? Can you pray for me for this? Can you pray for me for that? From about November of last year at the Holy Convocation, I started getting phone calls and text messages. Lolita, I need you to join me in to believe God for this. I said, I certainly will. What is it? I know it's a little expensive. God, not all the cattle on all the hill belong to the Lord. So it can't be too expensive if God dropped that in your spirit. You didn't come up with that idea. That's God. But God wants you to have enough faith in him to believe him for the impossible. The Bible says all things are possible to those that believe. Do you believe God? He don't renege on his word, and he is not an Indian giver. He's nothing like man. Man will say one thing and they'll renege on their word. Man will say, yeah, girl, I'm with you. Yeah, boy, I'm with you. Da, da, da. Hey, sis, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. And then they get around another group of friends, act like they don't know who we are. God not like that. He not funny acting. He's not finicky. Cats are usually finicky. But I've learned in the past couple of years, the last 30 years at least, people are finicky too. You just got to find that good spot on a cat to rub them down, to calm them down. That's the same way you got to do with people. But with God, it's your faith that pleases him. Your faith. He said, the wealth of the wicked I'm transferring into the hands of the righteous. Who is the righteous to believe God for the millions and the billions? Are you big and bold enough to believe God for the big things? He said, I would do super abundantly above all that you would ask, think, imagine, dream about. According to the power that worketh in you, what power is working in you? Is it the power of doubt or the power of faith? Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to be so determined. And with me, it's not a wish list. I make a faith list. I said, God, this is what I want right here. And I start praising him like I got it already. I don't have to go to church to praise the Lord. I go, I'm in my room, I'm in my house, I would dance. It don't take much. Because God been, he showed himself and he keeps showing himself faithful to me. Faithful to me. God continues to show himself. He keeps his word. He keeps his word. Get ready. The promise is in route. Don't you give up. We are the seed of Abraham in Christ Jesus. The covenant God made with Abraham. That covenant is for us today because we are in Christ Jesus. We just have to patiently wait. But while we're waiting, I know in Church of God in Christ, we got the COGIC. The O says, occupy till we come. Luke 19:13. While we're waiting, occupy. While we're waiting on God to perform the miracle in our life, let's be about the Lord's business. Because when he see that we're steadfast and unmovable, when he see that no matter what, whether he do it or not, like the three Hebrew boys, it don't matter if he do it or he don't. God is still God and I believe him. His word cannot fail. His word cannot fail. Raise your expectation and get ready for the blessing. Whatever it is that God promised you, raise your expectation and get ready to receive the promise. Get ready to receive the promise. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I've delivered it the way you told me to deliver it. Father, I thank you for who you are. Father, I just acknowledge you in all of my ways and I expect you to direct my path. And I thank you for every listener under the sound of my voice. Father, let it stir up their faith to believe you for the impossible in their life, whether it's healing, financial breakthrough, God, whether it's salvation for their children, God, ministry, oh God, for their marriage, for their home, no matter what it is for their business. God, whatever it is, meet them at that point of need, because I charge you at your word. You said it. You will supply all our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I'm expecting you to do that. David said it best. The Lord is my shepherd. God, I say it. You are my shepherd. I shall not want or be in lack or be without. You said when we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires and hidden petitions of my heart. God, today is a great day for a miracle. Let them see breakthrough in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. God, even the favor, I hear you, favor upon them as they go to work this morning. Father, favor be upon them as they go on their lunch break this afternoon. Father, favor be upon them as they return to their homes. Oh God, after work on today, God, favor, because favor isn't fair. But the saints of God, we have favor. So, Father, let men, women, boy, and girl give into their bosom that it overflows like never before. God, if a baby smiles at them, God, let them know that they are favored. Your children are favored. Your sons and daughters are favored. That bishop is favored. That first lady is favored. That preacher is favored. That missionary is favored. That layperson is favored. In the name of Jesus. And right now, I bind sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are a defeated foe. You are defeated, for the word of God says in Isaiah 53:5 that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace shall be upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. So I decree and declare in the atmosphere of every home, every car, or in the ears of those that have the AirPods in, wherever they may be, they're listening to the sound of my voice. I decree and declare the fire of your healing anointing to touch every area of the body where the infirmity is, no matter if it's arthritis or lupus, no matter if it's high blood, low blood, cancer, diabetes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 25, it don't even matter. God, sickness and disease has no authority. It's trespassing on your property, because we belong to you all the days of our lives. So Father, I thank you, right? Every migraine, I hear you. Every migraine, I command you, the spirit of migraine headaches, I command you to loose and let go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus cover every person under the sound of my voice. Wash us in the blood. Yes. Wash up. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Wash even the residue of the sickness and disease off of our life. Wash even the residue of COVID-19 off of our life, off of our families, in the name of Jesus, that we walk in divine healing, divine health, that we're able to live the divine life. It is in Jesus Christ I pray, and it is so. Amen and amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that have joined me right here on Faith Talk. I pray God's grandest blessings upon you as you go about your day today, and put a smile on your face you don't even have to say nothing. It's the way we walk and the way we look and carry ourselves that people would know. People would know us. There's a distinction about the children of God. It's on us. The seal is on us. They will know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, because we don't look nor act like the rest of the world. We don't respond like the rest of the world. But how would they know that ye are my disciples? By the love that we have for one another. God bless you. Continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord.